beef jerky, whale, dishwasher, swamp thing.
It's Squeak Girl!
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
You good?
Good.
I was gonna do the character of the guy who just doesn't give any real feedback or emotion.
Yeah.
So I'll just be that guy for 30 seconds.
Okay.
So,
welcome to the show. This is Joe Paisley.
Dan Cummins.
And are you having, I think we're having fun today. What episode is this?
45.
Yeah. That's great. I'm happy to be here.
Well, yeah. No, me too.
Mm-hmm. You have something... Am I fucking bothering you?
No. Isn't that a terrible person when it's like, that's the most annoying thing?
Who got you on the, how'd you get this job?
Right. That is an annoying personality thing. When someone, it's so apparent that they're irritated and they just won't admit it. It's infuriating.
Just tell me.
Right.
Tell me what's wrong with you.
We can't fix a problem if you won't admit that there is a problem. It's that whole thing when someone's like, come on, man. Dude, I know you're pissed. No, I'm good. I'm fine.
I've never been mad one time in my whole life.
I have no problem with you.
No, just roll the dice.
Just come on, man. Let's just fucking get this over with. Is that right? That's
cards.
What I'm talking
put
about.
Put the cards down. I'm fine. Shuffle deck. Come on. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
You know something's brewing.
Yep.
But yeah, it is episode 45. And tomorrow night, if you are listening on the day that this episode came out, we have our live Is We Dumb at loopedlive.com. Tickets are available at badmagicmerch.com. And if you can't get them from the website, you will get linked over to looplive.com where you can get them right there off of the website.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And then if you want to find us on Facebook and Instagram at Is We Dumb. That live show, we are so excited about it.
Yeah, it's gonna be super fun.
It's gonna be. We're waiting for a couple different supplies to show up that we can't really, completely promote till they get here, because it'd be weird if we did and they didn't show up.
Right.
And
the interactives of the chat. I'm looking forward to.
We'll have a trivia section as well. Giving away some prizes, some merch discounts, gift cards of sorts. And then go join our private Facebook group, Is We Dummies. There's a bunch of dumb shit in there, and it's fun. Continue to just walk on the tightrope between sticking around and getting shut down. That's where we are right now.
Okay, nice. I know, I'm surprised that Scared to Death and Is We Dumb's pages have not gotten suspended or anything yet.
Mm-hmm. It's coming.
I don't think the new TimeSuck one's gotten suspended. I wonder if TimeSuck's main page got this wave of shutdowns. They're trying to find the line and they went a little harder. And now they're scaling back and maybe they got a bunch of negative feedback.
Probably.
Because it's all numbers. It's all numbers with any company like that. With Facebook, they can take this hard stance and be like, we're not going to support any of this nonsense, irreverent, possibly abusive free speech. We are not supporting it. And then I just picture Zuckerberg in a meeting and they're looking at the analytics and they see their fucking usage rate just fall off a cliff. Guys, let them say what they want.
Right.
Let them say whatever they want.
Okay, a little hate. Let them hate each other just a little bit.
It's
good for our bottom line.
Get the Parler archives. Invite them all.
Right.
Let's build it back. Whatever we need to do, we got a lot of ad money riding on this.
It's fired up. We'll burn it down later if we have to. Right now.
A new fucking yacht that's not going to pay for itself.
But there is some lines in there that get flagged that gives a moderation alert on or a moderator. And one of them, it was a super friendly back and forth between these two people. And the lady was like, oh, man, all you fucking Canadians are the same. Something like that.
And that got flagged?
And and it got fucking pulled, and she got banned.
She got banned?
I think she had got a 3-day or whatever they give you. And I was like, okay, this is
nobody
getting ridiculous.
Nobody gets to joke around.
Right. And they were clearly going back and forth at each other. Oh, wow, okay.
It is such a weird thing where I think about, how soft you want to make society. Because there's this argument where it's like, I don't ever want to advocate for somebody who has, a disability or whatever, just getting picked on. And I don't want to advocate for somebody getting, picked on based on their race or gender or whatever. But also, I also have always wanted to advocate for people being strong enough to stand up for themselves and defend themselves in certain situations rather than have mommy or daddy, the Facebook police or Uncle Sam or whatever have to step in and be like, no, get out of here. You don't get to say that. I mean, to me, it just reeks of such childishness.
Right.
where it's like, oh, they can't joke around. It's like, are we in like a middle school classroom mm-hmm. and the teacher's mad now, or are we like adults just, you know, busting yeah. people's balls and mm-hmm. that kind of stuff? And I just think like you at some point you get this victim mentality where it's like, if you want to break it down and take it for enough, everyone gets picked on for something. And it's like, I think it's, I admire people who own up, like who just like take it in stride and like, you know, ride with it. Cause some people will do that. Some people, okay, I think about like Wee Man, mm-hmm. or I think about like, oh my God, I'm blanking on his name now, but it's Brad something, like a comic who is also a dwarf.
Oh yeah, right.
Oh, right. Fuck. Yeah. I've met him a million times. But anyway, there's somebody like that who definitely has gotten shit. Definitely has gotten picked on as a kid. Like they talk about it in their acts, but then they don't cave to it. They don't seek other help. They just like learn to be like sassy bat or like whatever, right. But they find a way to kind of like make their peace, I guess.
To control it.
Exactly.
They're taking the power away from it.
Yeah, there's no sense of like being a victim. And then there's other people who will have like, you know, something similar and just like, you know, woe is like outrage. I don't know. It's just interesting to see like case studies of different people who choose to handle, because anybody can say like, oh, easy for you is to say, Dan, like you don't have this, mm-hmm. you don't have that. But that's not like a good argument necessarily either.
Yeah.
I don't know that. But like that thing, like taking it so far where it's like, oh, you fucking Canadians are all the same. And then like the computer's like, oh my God, what if this right. person is like very sensitive about being picked on for being Canadian?
And there's another one where someone kind of like, is like, you bitch, with like a laughing right. face. Different thread, different thing. But then that got flagged and I was like, and oh you, go, you get to go jump in and take a look at what got, and you put it in context.
Right.
You're like, okay, let's see more. Okay, he was being mean.
Right.
And then you can get rid of it. But right. in this case, you're like, clearly joking. One person yeah. just wrote bitch.
Right.
That was it.
I think about it with my kids. I have busted my kids' balls so hard mm-hmm. that they are like unfucking flappable now. and I'm legitimately so proud of that. Like we tease so much in our family, but also like, you know, tell each other we love each other, like all those things, nurturing too, but also like a lot of ball busting. Actually, I don't know if I talked about it here before, but Kyler recently told Lindsay, I don't know why he didn't like to talk to me about it, but whatever, he told Lindsay that he was so glad that I have picked on him about certain things over the years and not let him just lean into it mm-hmm. and teased him and made a little bit of fun of him, because now he has seen other kids who didn't get that at home at like his age at like, you know, 15 and a half. And he's seen what social fucking pariahs they're becoming.
Right.
And he's smart enough to recognize like, oh my God, I could have been on that path if someone wasn't like, dude, wash your fucking hair, you dirty bastard. Right. What, do you like having dandruff all over your black shirt? Like, what are you doing with yourself? Or like making weird little noises? I'm like, what are you doing, you fucking weirdo? Like, you want to like get mocked in public? I'm like, I'd make fun of you. Like, I'd be definitely talking about you if I saw you doing that weird. And he's like, what?
But dad,
you're not supposed to. But now, oh my God, it's so funny to see like other people's reactions. Like we'll bust each other's balls. There was a bunch of people hanging out this weekend, like Memorial Day weekend. We were at this like marina, like Carlin Bay.
Oh yeah.
A group of people. And I was like just giving the kids shit, just saying weird things like we always do. And I could see other people's reactions, like waiting to laugh. Like, is this laughter or abuse?
There's a fine line.
And then when they saw the kids give it back to me, it's like then they just like relax. And then you get those comments like, oh, your kids are so cool. I just feel bad where...
You're like, no, they're not.
No, they're not. They're fucking dorks. But I feel bad that, like, other people don't get that. And they don't have anybody in their life to do that. And then they become this adult who can just fucking be crumpled so easily.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just, like, how sad to be, like, that weak to go through life where, let's say you are Canadian. And let's say you legitimately, it hurts you. For someone to be like, fucking Canadians all the same.
Mm-hmm.
If you're somebody who's like, oh my God, what a weak, sad fuck you are.
Yeah,
like, what a sad way to go through life when you can castle. Be folded yeah. so easily.
Little castle you built. It right. just takes one kick yeah. to the little foundation.
You're just bones. Your bones are made out of glass. Like, there's literally nothing someone could say to me that would just make me crumble.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like, there's no way. Literally nothing.
I don't think so.
Whatever insult they have, I remember things. My niece. Was it that age a couple years ago where kids are brutal with their honesty? And she was sitting on my lap. I was over at my sister's place. And like all the things that I would be the most self-conscious about when I was younger, she got them all in like one phrasing. She just goes, why is your head so big and long and your mouth is too tiny? And I was like, what? And then she's like, let me feel your arm. And she like feels the muscle. And I'm like, is that pretty strong? And she goes, nope. And she goes, you're weak. What a was like, and then she said something about my belly too.
I love her.
Boom, 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 just like shred it, and I just laughed.
You just grab her and just throw her across right. the living room.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah,
window
exactly. But she went after like big head, little mouth, like weak, fat, like boom, 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 and I was like, yeah, you fucking nailed it.
And she gives a little kiss on the cheek, and it's all better. I'm just kidding. Let's go play.
But there's other people who, like, if that happened to them, they would just be dwelling on it for like months.
Yeah.
Oh no. I remember sorry, and I know we gotta get into the show, but I think this is important. Like Kyler, when he was younger, I think like second, third grade, and I'm so glad this lesson took with him. He was like super sad all of a sudden. I could tell something was way off. And then he was like, I think he said, like, asked some super sad question, like, am I ugly or whatever? I'm like, dude, what are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
And he goes, my nose looks like a pig's nose. He started like crying. And so I get to the bottom of it. And I'm like, why do you think this? Some kid at school was like, you know, said that his nose pointed up and I'm like, it was a pig nose. And so I'm like, I just asked him, I'm like, well, who is this kid? And I'm like, is this kid like the coolest person you've ever seen in your life? And he was like, no. And he came with some attributes of him. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. He's a fucking loser. And I'm like, fuck that kid. I'm like, does that kid like have any ownership of your life? Is that kid like, you know, do you need him to get a job? And I'm like, no, you know what? He's a piece of shit. Someone's probably mean to him. He's going to be fucking some fucking abusive dad. Like I went into this crazy right. exaggerated thing.
He grows up to be like a nose job doctor.
Right. But it got to this place of like, I was like, it doesn't matter. Like, like at the end of the day, it's like, that's that person's shit.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with your nose. It has everything to do with he's insecure. He's probably like getting poor modeling at home.
Yeah.
I'm like, or he's just inherently a fucking terrible little shit who's going to grow up to be a terrible fucking adult. And I'm like, the world's full of them mm-hmm. and fuck them all. And he like did take that to heart. And mm-hmm. now he doesn't give a shit. Mm-hmm. Like now as a sophomore, he did the Dumb and Dumber haircut and wore a fanny pack for the entire year.
Right.
Because he doesn't care.
He doesn't.
And I'm like, yes.
He's taunting them.
Right.
He's
right.
giving them he's all the fuel.
Bait now. Yeah. He's fucking nerd bait now.
Hey guys, it's Logan. I just wanted to chime in real
yeah.
quick, Dan, and say I basically said the same thing to Oliver about a month ago.
Okay.
And he also took it to heart.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to say, no more fucking bullies.
Yay!
Now he's the bully and beats all the other kids' asses.
Yay! He goes to school, he dresses Rambo yep. every day. He kicks the shit out of everyone.
And that's something too, that bully mentality, and I know it's more for kids and adults, but I bounced with Oliver, it's like I also told Kyler that, you know, lots of real talks where I'm like, if he sees you crying, I'm like, it is blood in the water to a shark.
Mm-hmm.
Then he is going to be all over you. And the longer you do it, like the worse it'll get, other people will join in. But I'm like, if you just don't let them see that it bothers you and work on letting it not, it will go away.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's like, and that's yeah. And then I see that in adults. I see adults who like, you know, they victimize themselves and they become like magnets for that kind of stuff. And it becomes like all they see and they become miserable. When literally they could live the exact same life, be around the exact same people, and if they just shift their attitude, be so much happier.
Yeah.
They should listen to Is We Dumb.
That's the biggest.
There's a PSA for Is We Dumb. This whole thing was just a PSA for this podcast. Right. If you want your life to be better and see the glass half full, listen to this podcast. If you don't want to, then fuck you and your whole family.
Exactly.
We will teach you to be strong.
Right. And what the listeners don't know, every single thing you just said, I'm scrolling. I typed out word for word. it's like a commercial.
Right.
I'm like, yes. Yeah.
He got it. He got mm-hmm. it.
Got it. Nailed it.
Before the show, I was in the mirror, like with you as my coach. Right. And I did that speech word for word. You're like, no. Start over. Start right. over.
Okay. Again, better. Stronger. You forgot the part about where you hit him. You forgot it again this time. You didn't tell him how you punched Kyler.
So I know that I just hijacked our entire episode flow.
We can just shut it down.
All right.
No, it was a very important message.
Now I'm going to do that guy again. Okay. Fine. I don't care.
Sure. Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I didn't need to say anything.
And Logan was out there, but I am happy to announce that we do have the Is We Dumb ringtones up in the store.
Yay!
So all the segments that you care about, you know, the Just Don'ts, the Brad, all that kind of stuff is available yeah. right now for free.
For free.
At badmagicmerch.com or isbedumb.com. Dumb Dumb Idiots, listener edition today. I misspelled Dumb Dumb in my notes, so I'm off to a great start. Dumb. D-U-M-G.
And this is just a statement. Even if it doesn't come out the right way, I think all the listeners know, but I genuinely am coming from a good place with all this.
Oh, like, yeah, 100%.
Like, yeah, like I say all this like not to be like, oh, don't be weak in sense. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? It's more like I genuinely want people to be happier and not be abused or let themselves be abused mm-hmm. by the dickheads in society. And the best way is to not need others to police it,
yeah.
is to police it yourself.
I'm
just trying to help people be happier.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a strong advocate to it. Everyone was for the longest time, was just walking on eggshells around Ezra. Like, Ezra has crazy anger issues, for the ones that are just maybe tuning in.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
High-functioning autism.
Yeah, Joe's son.
Has gotten kicked out of every single daycare in town until we finally got him, you know, one-on-one help through the state, because he was just right there. But he just couldn't control it, and anything that anyone said could set him off.
Mm.
And I refused to just, like, are you okay? Okay, let's you know, take it's, calm down. Let's go over here. And it's like, that's not how the world's going to work.
Yeah.
So I make fun of him. I make fun of Pepper. Right. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you can't. I was like, what are you going to do? He's going to throw the air compressor?
Yeah.
No. Like, you have to have to fight it. You have to stay and just show. Because he can't. He got away with that at all these different daycares. He learned how to manipulate all of them.
Right.
Where he would take them and he'd be like, you know what? I don't want to do this. I'm going to throw a crayon. I'm going to, you know, punch this thing or push this kid so that this one teacher will go with me over here and then we'll go do whatever we want.
Right.
Like, he just knew, he figured it out within weeks. And then when that wasn't enough to get their attention, then he started ripping doors off the walls. And like, but everyone's just so scared of him.
Right.
And so I was like, I don't want to do this. I mean, we tried going that way of being like, you know, super soft and all that. It's just not the way that it works. And he's gotten so much better.
That's awesome.
He understands sarcasm, which he never did.
It's such an important tool to defend yourself against so much of life.
I mean, he'll still like make sure, like he'll say something, be like, "You're just kidding, right?" Like,
yeah,
he still says that.
Right.
I'm like, "Yeah, dude.
Yeah, the
house is not on fire, being attacked by a dinosaur. I knew that." But he would never even knew that you were telling a joke. It was always face value,
right?
And now he's getting it. And Pepper helps, because Pepper's a rebel.
She's so funny.
Yeah.
There was a listener who stopped by the Suck Dungeon, you know, the recording studio area yesterday, and Memorial Day as we record this. So, and he stopped by, and somehow him and I got talking about, like, dark humor and the importance of it.
Right.
And he, him and his, the pastor at his church or something like that, something with the funeral home. Or maybe it was just because, I guess, at the church, they hold all the services. That's what it was. And he said the pastor at his church, and they're really good friends, and they will, like, when other, you know, parishioners or whatever are not around, like, have, like, the darkest senses of humor. And it's like how they cope with doing, like, service after service, because they're, like, you know, doing services for, you know, what, I guess, parishioners who have died.
Right.
And he's like, you could just, like, wallow in the sadness of it. But it just helps you deal with the sadness so much more to, like, tell crazy irreverent jokes and bust each other up.
Right. Like, get to talk about it. It's very important.
And the best social workers I ever worked with years ago, I've talked about this in Time Suck, the people who were, like, in it for, like, 25 years, like the tiny 1 year I was kind of in that field, they had the darkest senses of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And they would say that the people who were super sensitive and couldn't joke around, couldn't do inappropriate, like, humor, they would get eaten alive.
Absolutely.
The darkness of the job would just destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who could, like, brush it off with, like, some, you know, whatever jokes, those are the people who could ride it to retirement.
Yep.
And did the best for their clients.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So say fuck a lot and talk about dicks.
Right. And death is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, should we get to the first segment of the show?
Yeah.
We don't have to.
We just hit the sounder for the end of the show now.
Yeah. We got it somewhere.
No.
All right, Zach, play it. Thanks, bud.
The very super most important starting question.
And this is actually a combo coming in from two dummies. One is named Joseph and one is named Daniel.
Cool.
But it's not us.
That's perfect. But not us.
Not us.
For sure.
Exactly.
Okay.
Would you rather always have a sunburnt back and face or have your food scream bloody murder while you're eating it and everyone can hear it?
Ooh, that's interesting.
So I'm guessing it's even like it's licorice and you just take a little bite. It's like, ah!
That's pretty
like
funny.
Like short little screams.
I mean, it'd be annoying after a while.
It'd be terrible. Like you, and eventually you wouldn't care. But you'd be a monster, like a bag of potato chips, and like
you'd have to eat alone.
You take a little scratch, you're like no, please no. but if it does stuff like that, begs you to stop, and you're like no, like
at first
gotta eat.
I love these ones that like at first I will have like, oh, the decision's obvious, and then I'll make it, and then like right now, like you started discussing that, I'm like, no, that would actually be terrible, because at first I was like, that would be so funny to freak people out with like my screaming food, and I don't want the feel of a sunburn, so easy choice.
Right.
But Lindsay and I love to go out and eat.
Yeah.
And I'm just imagining like never ever being able to have like a romantic meal or just like a nice meal ever again in my life. Like being at a nice steakhouse.
You have like a trap.
Right. Like as you get in, you're like, no!
Like, ow! Please stop! It just, everyone looking around. And you have to have like a traveling soundproof box.
Oh my god!
No, this is great. It's fine. And you just like put in like plexiglass container. You have a little like talk button so you can talk to your wife through it, like a bank teller. But then outside of that, you just close it up and you just hear like.
I love if it's different. Like I picture different types of food having different personalities, like on your plate.
Hey.
So if you have like steak, like broccoli, some mashed potatoes, you know, like maybe when you like dig into the mashed potatoes, like for whatever reason, and then the broccoli, like, no, and then the steak is like, fucking quit it,
right?
Quit it.
Don't quit poking me.
Stop it. It hurts. but just this weird, different, like almost like music you're able to play.
I give them all accents from where they come from.
Oh, my God.
So like a pizza would be a good, like Italian screams of murder.
And that's a hurt. It hurts me so much.
Right. New York style pizza.
It's hey.
Ow.
Hey. I'm laying here. Right. And then
so country potatoes.
You already did the right accent for country potatoes, I think.
Which one's that?
Idaho.
Idaho accent.
Hey, man, I don't feel too good.
Ouchie,
man. Hey, what the hell, dude? Come
what
on, partner.
What the frick?
What the frick? That hurt. That hurt.
Is that how we talk out here? Jesus.
I don't know.
It is
I know
now.
I do love that, like, sliced into a baked potato. Hey, what the hell you think you're trying to pull there, partner?
Right. Like some little cool, like, saying. Like, you know, right. off-the-cuff thing. I don't know what it would be. But some, like, you know, cool country slang that, right. that they have.
I was picturing, like, a gluten-free...
Hey, you jerking my bobber! Cool stuff like that.
I was picturing, like, a gluten-free piece of bread being like, how dare you?
Right.
Like, or something, like, very, like, I'm trying to picture, like, somebody who's very, like, woke, like, you know, like, yeah. vegan type things, like, just taking on their attributes. Mm-hmm. I'll have a word with my attorney if you don't, like, or...
Let me see your manager.
Personalities.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like a Karen.
Let me see your manager.
Let me speak to your manager. That hurts. Hurts your dick. Right. Let me talk to your manager.
That's like a Starbucks food item that you're trying to eat.
Oh, like as you're drinking a Starbucks latte?
Starts yelling to see the manager.
I demand that you stop.
Right.
Kale would be all nihilistic about it and like, I don't even care if you eat me.
Right.
Because Kale doesn't care.
That's my part. That's my whole part in this universe, bro. Do it.
Just do it. Just I'm do so it. Happy to be here.
I don't care. I don't care, man.
I was picturing like what would be like the Starbucks like caramel, like the pumpkin spice latte. Do you know how I am? Or I could be
Leica.
Do you know who I am? Right. Like every time you drink it? You're not going to get away with this.
And if we go with the sunburnt back and face,
yeah,
I picture it's like sunburnt. Like the super,
super like lobster ouchy. Red.
Not like, ow, like mm-hmm. not like a little, I'm a little burnt.
Peeling.
But the kind that's peeling and kind of bubbly and the sheets hurt.
I definitely don't want that.
You know when you have a sunburn, like a super sunburn back and you can't mm-hmm. even lay down and any sheets that touch your skin, you have to end up peeling it off with your skin.
And you're rubbing aloe. Constantly all over yourself.
So, and it's never going away. So, you'd always have. But screaming food
hurts
is too
to shower.
Hard. Yeah, oh, yeah. It'd be awful.
You know what? I mean, they're both terrible. I am going to go with my first choice of just taking the food and just resign myself to never being able to eat in public unless I'm okay with being a spectacle.
it could be a whole bit.
Mm-hmm.
You could build a career around it.
Right.
No. They're not actually alive. It's just, I don't know. It's. Magic. They just scream at me when I eat them.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Now you're just like a weird dude at the Venice Beach Boardwalk that like your little booth where you do your thing is just you eating food just for other people's amusement.
Yeah.
Like you have to have like a special table where it's like glass so people can see that there's no tricks. It's like this weird magic thing where you're you'd be sitting like a little like a banana hammock so people can think you're hiding something in your clothes. Maybe
like a screamy speaker.
Oh my God.
Whatever the hell you'd be hiding.
Like a screamy speaker. I picture like a mesh banana ham almost where people can see like whatever's the least amount of clothing you can have and still be like legal. Like a string bikini type situation.
Your penis is in a sock.
Your penis is in a sock.
Mm-hmm. With some duct tape around the base.
And it's very like form fitted, like a nylon, like a little nylon stocking form fit
like
to your dick
sock.
And balls.
Yeah.
So people can't see the lump of a speaker.
It's like leggings for your dick.
Right, like leg, you have a dick legging and nothing else, and just one utensil, and you're just eating food, and people
screaming.
Are in a tip jar, in a
orange,
clear tip jar.
It's like taking a bite out of like an orange or a pear. And, and
for the right tip, you would take food from the audience.
Yeah, you'd make their
right?
food scream.
Can you have a bite of my pizza? Let me go! Noah. I don't like it.
You can make some good money. Right, and you'd get arrested because the cops would be like, no, there's something going on
Something's going on here.
You'd,
I like it.
You'd wake up in a padded room. But I'm with you. He sounds like you could get away with more stuff that way.
Okay.
All right, let's move on. We have an internal dumb. Okay. To share this week, and I can't wait to update you on the current situation in my household. Go ahead, Zach. So as you know, and as I have found true for pretty much the majority of my life,
yeah,
is that bad things will happen like in threes. So I had one of those recently happen at our house, where it started with the garbage disposal breaking.
Yep.
And it was like, oh, that sucks, right? So that broke. And then the electrical in my garage just decided it was going to stop working. Fine. So I was like, cool, I'll climb up there and rewire my fucking garage.
Yeah, and you fixed those first two all on your own, right?
Yeah, and then the dishwasher stopped working.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I was like, that is weird. In my head, I was like, that is weird that the garbage disposal broke, and the thing that is connected to the garbage disposal, which is the dishwasher, would also end up breaking within like 3 days.
Yeah.
So I knew there was like a connection there. I just couldn't figure it out because I went forward with fixing the dishwasher, had it all pulled out, all unmounted, drained, flipped upside down, taken the pump off of it, took all the tubing off, you know, like blew all the tubes to make sure there wasn't any junk in there, you know, looking up the filter, getting the filter all out and getting cleaned up. And there was nothing in there that was really stopping this thing from like from running how it was supposed to.
Right, right.
So I was like, well, it must be the pump.
Yeah.
Like the pump isn't, that's the thing that's not getting, it's not getting the dirty water out of the dishwasher.
Right.
So it's got to be the pump. So I call and I order a new pump. The next day, go pick up the pump. And I have the pump and I'm sitting there. And as I'm putting it in, I'm like, this is really dumb. I was like, it doesn't make any sense that, like, why did this pump go bad? They look the same. I put it in, like, nothing really helped fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was laying in bed that night, you know, mad that I couldn't fix it. I was going to have to, like, pay somebody to come out and to help
after
me.
After spending all that time on it.
Yeah, after spending all that time and taking it apart and trying to fix it. And I was laying in bed that night, and I remember I was like, oh. I was like, wait. I was like, that, okay, it would make sense if there was something that was stopping the dishwasher connection on my garbage disposal. So I went back over to the garbage disposal. There's a dishwasher connection inside of that, so which I would have known if I read the fucking directions on the garbage disposal.
So when you put up the garbage disposal, you caused the dishwasher to no longer work.
Right, right.
So fixing one problem, you created a new problem.
Right. And what I didn't know was deep inside of the dishwasher, like the connection on the garbage disposal,
yeah,
there's a little plastic plate in there that you have to hammer out. That you, it's like deep in there. So I just connected it and thought that was going to work.
Enough.
And then when I turned on the dishwasher, like when I test ran it, it did work because it had not built up enough pressure on the draining side for me to notice
it.
So it was working. And then all of a sudden it wasn't working. I was like, well, fuck, I must have broke the pump. And it turns out I just didn't read the instructions on the garbage disposal. And if I would have, I would have known you have to pop that out there or else it's not going to let your dishwasher drain. So I had my kitchen ripped to pieces, you know, just frustrated, pulling my hair out, bought a new pump, had that all ready to go, then ended up now, I have an extra dishwasher pump if anyone needs one.
Okay.
All right. You let me know.
I'm impressed that you attempted all that yourself, though.
I mean, I had to give it a go. And a part of it, though, and I actually told you this part, because I had not told you how this whole situation ended until right now about not reading the instructions and just basically, you know, causing myself a bunch of headaches.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't tell you was that, what was I going to, oh man, what was I going to say? Oh, I totally forgot.
It'll come back. I, with that self or home repair stuff, I used to do a lot more of that. And Lindsay loves it when I do it.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it's a huge turn on for her. She just loves it. Like I can be able to figure that stuff out.
Right.
But like just hearing you talk about that project just reminded me of like why I just will almost never do that stuff anymore.
Right.
Like because you get in there and like you fix one thing and then you either like break something else while you're fixing the first thing or you realize like, ah, fuck, now I realize this other thing needs fixing.
Mm-hmm.
Or another thing, I don't know if this happens with you at home with Aaron, you'll like you just fixed a whole bunch of stuff right there. Like the more things I used to fix, the more capable Lindsay would realize like that I could and then she would just add to this list. So it would just start to exponentially grow. It's like, like I could see the wheels turning in her head where she's like, oh, he knows how to do this. That means he could also do this and this.
Right.
But I don't fucking like doing any of that. Like some people enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly.
They love getting in there with like the mechanical stuff. I can because it was like I was raised around so much of it.
Right.
But it doesn't bring me any joy.
Right.
I don't like stand by the project when I'm done and be like, look at what I've done. I made
super,
this.
Super happy about what you did.
It's yeah, like a couple
I'm just
projects.
I'm happy that it's working, right. Whether it was me or not.
Yeah, like a tree fort. There was a few things I did where I'm like, okay, I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I'm like, that just fucking ate up 6 hours of my life. Fuck me. Like, there's no positive.
I remember what I was going to say.
Yeah.
And it was going back to why I fixed it in the first place. Because when I called, I didn't want to. Mm-hmm. I tried to call somebody to fix it.
Yeah.
And he's like, nope. He was, I'm a month out.
Right. And that is a special circumstance here.
I was like, damn it. Man. I can't have not a dishwasher for a month. I mean, I could, but it sucks.
It's a weird time right now for like repairs.
Yeah. No one can. This is so far out for everybody.
You have to be so extra nice. Like, I've always felt empowered as a consumer before, especially living in certain places, that if somebody's a dick to you and you're trying to get some work done, be like, okay, whatever. I'll just go somewhere else. There's nowhere else right now. Yeah. So if you're lucky enough to get someone on the phone for anything, they have all the power and they know it. And so you have to be super nice, you know, if they come and they fix something and they kind of fuck some things up. Oh, well.
Yeah.
It's like you just have to deal. You have to accept it.
He answered the phone in the weirdest way. I forget his name. He's like, hey, this is Mike with blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I can't do anything for 4 weeks. How can I help you? I was like, well.
The power.
Yeah. I was like, well, I guess I should just get off now.
That
yeah,
is
he goes,
great.
Why? What's going on? Like, you know, he's just getting endless calls.
Oh, my God.
And if he has to be there in a shorter time frame than a month, he's out.
I love the concept of like some like plumber or electrician or whatever, just being so in demand and just making so much money, just being able to do that, like the confidence. I just love like answering the phone in different ways. It's like they have a plumbing hotline and then you call the plumbing hotline. It's like, hey, you've reached Big Al's plumbing hotline. I bet you got something fucking broke that you probably need somebody like me to fix. And I don't really give a shit. If you're willing to wait till December, well, I guess we can talk. Still there?
Right.
Or, yeah, that's their outgoing voice message, too. Hey, you've reached Big Al's Plumbing. Don't give a shit.
Right.
Call me next year or go fuck yourself. Right. You know,
don't need your money. Go fuck yourself. And then, like, times get hard and you call him back and he's like, hey, happy to help you. What do you need? Right. The economy's back open.
Oh,
like,
my God.
All ready to go. And
hey, you've reached Big Al's Plumbing. 50% off. Happy to come. 24 hours. No emergency fees.
I can be there in 4 minutes.
I can be there. I'll be there in 4 minutes, wherever it is.
Right. But he can spot like a super fast car with all the money he made before, so he can make it there in 4 minutes. He has a Lambo.
Exactly.
A decked out like plumbing Lambo. All the plumbing instruments on the outside of a Lamborghini. That makes me so happy to think about.
The prankster part of me is thinking about how fun it would be if you just, for the hell of it, just to irritate people, especially in an economy like this where nobody can get anybody to help fix things. Just create a fake plumbing business or fake AC business. Just create a hotline for voicemails. Oh, my God. I almost want to do this for our show. I'm just thinking about this. Don't hold us to this, audience, dummies, please, because I don't know even the logistics involved.
First, we need a landline.
But it would be so funny to get a voicemail set up for a fake business, put it up on Google, whatever, and then just have the most insulting outgoing message and then just play the voicemails. But like, just like some, yeah, again, like back to the plumbing, like, hey, you've reached Joe and Dan's, emergency plumbers. I'm guessing you have an emergency right now and I highly suggest you figure that shit out yourself. It's called YouTube, you dumb fuck.
Right.
Look it up. Go to Ace Hardware. What, you can't do it? What are you, not a fucking man? Fuck you. Fuck your whole family. We don't need your business. You can suck our dicks. But like, just like some crazy, insane, aggressive.
Also, have a great day. Yeah.
Have a great day. I would love to see what kind of messages come in.
Have you not heard of the internet, you fucking idiot?
It's just so insulting.
Wow.
Why do you need a plumber? Well, you just can't figure it out. It's not hard. Just get some fucking pipes, some wrenches. What are you, fucking stupid? You are stupid.
What are you, 5 years old?
You stupid fuck. That's why you're calling us. Right. Fucking idiot. But just like so over the top. Like, Jesus Christ.
Right. Reminds you of that. I forget what episode it was, but you're talking about. I believe it was it was Just Don't Construction.
Like, oh,
do you think
don't.
You can fix it? You can't. You're fucking stupid. Just don't.
Okay, that would have, yeah, for Is We Dumb, it would have to be Just Don't Plumbing.
Right.
Hey, you've reached Just Don't Plumbing. I'm glad you called us, but wish you wouldn't. If you have any more questions, just don't.
Beep.
Yeah, just, we'd have to think it out a little bit.
Well, you could have a rotating insults that would come around, like, you know, depending on when you called. You just update that message. Or lead them on a little bit of a goose chase and then insult them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, say you're there. I'm going to be there in 5 minutes. No, I'm not. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Just have an actual person, if you like,
show up and put a go fuck yourself sticker on their door.
Oh my God, take it that far where you have like plumbing outfits, a van. Like, if you really want to just take it to an insane person's level, somebody invests like $100,000 in this prank.
Sure.
You have like a fake business setup, a fake employee, fucking fake van, all looks real. The person actually shows up and then like, you know, hey, are you so and so? Like, hey, I'm with, you know, fucking Just Don't Plumbing. Mm-hmm. And then like, yeah, the problem's in here. Nah.
I'm not going
in. No, you have to, it's right here in the bathroom. I don't fucking care. Like, just have them show up and be, or maybe they actually walk to the problem and be like, oh man, you're fucked. Just look at it. I'm sorry, what? I can't fucking fix this. Right. I'm not even a real plumber.
Or the other way, it's like, oh my God, you called me for this.
Right.
This is so easy. You're so dumb.
You are so fucking stupid to not be able to fix this.
Are you going to do it? No, I'm not. Go figure it out. Give you, and just leave.
That would be the best like hidden camera show. Now I'm like pitching like a picture of a hidden camera. They just show and then just have the fake plumber stay there until they're asked to leave. Right. Until they get thrown. Until the cops show up.
That's how you cue the credits every single episode.
When the cops
and the
show
police
up.
Get there.
All right, like, fine, I'll leave.
Joke's over.
That was a fun little mental journey.
That was great. Okay, let's move on and hear from some of our dummies about how dumb they are.
Okay.
All right, kick it off, Zach. And it's hard to tell right now, but I will just address that if you do hear like a little buzz in the background, it's because we have a little air conditioner going.
Yeah.
So we don't know if we're going to be cutting it out. If you're hearing this right now, you're like, I don't hear anything. Mm-hmm. Then we got it out in post.
Yeah.
But right now, we hear it. Mm-hmm. Just want to make sure.
It's so they don't die.
We can't die, and it's still hot as fuck. I had a lot of people reaching out trying to tell us how to fix it. And I don't know what to say.
We don't own the building.
No, we don't.
Someday.
Yeah.
Someday we'll have our own studio, and then we'll have a problem that we still won't be able to fix. But it'll be our problem.
100% our fault.
We'll have AC, we'll have HVAC people out every other week. We'll spend lots of money and it'll still just be a situation.
It'll still be terrible. That's fine. Whatever. It is like 90-something degrees outside, so I'm sure these windows are bringing in some heat. All right, so we have Dumb Dumb Idiots Listener Edition, and our first listener-submitted story is coming in from Dummy Jared. He's given us his lost story, which is something that we asked for a couple episodes back. And thank you to all, like, there are hundreds of you.
So many of them.
That have gotten lost, and it's amazing to see how stupid you are. It's fun to read through those. But this was one of my favorites, because it is insane. So hello, Bam Bam and Barmy. Barmy? Barney?
Bam Bam. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you remember Bam Bam?
Hmm?
Bam Bam! Buckle up, bitches, because this is absolutely the most insane getting lost story of my life, and it happens to be 100% true, or at least the parts that I can remember. Not sorry about the long email either. Are you ready?
Okay.
When I was a few years younger, living in D.C., I went out to the bars on a Friday night with my friends. Naturally, we found a place that was running a Long Island iced tea special. First dummy moment.
Yep.
It made to the number one. It made that stop number one for the night. It also happened to be the last stop of the bars anyway, as I got tossed by the bouncer for stubbing my foot on someone else's as I was stumbling around. In my own defense, I was not truly drunk yet, and this was just an unfortunate case of the bouncer correctly realizing what was about to become. After getting kicked out without a chance to so much to notify my friends, I decided to not ruin everyone else's good time by dragging them out with me, and I'll take the metro home. Now, a quick note about the metro system in D.C. It's extremely simple with routes, transfers, but has the unfortunate setup of closing in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah.
In a practical sense, this means that that you gamble with getting home, with your Uber was new at this time, versus needing a taxi or you'd have to crash somewhere. So I succeed in my task of making it to the metro depot, literally getting more drunk with every single step, but I did not succeed in getting off of the metro, as I straight away got on and took a nap. Normally, this just means you ride backwards and forwards on the same line, except when they decide to take this train out of service with me on it. Not just out of service, but into some sort of maintenance building in the middle of nowhere with like 30 other trains lined up in it.
Oh my God.
At this point, what a normal, smart, sober person would have done is find someone who works there and try to negotiate a way or get a ride home. What a checking back in now extremely drunk person did was hop out of the train, see a security guard heading for me on a walkie-talkie, and I take off like a bat out of hell. The next phrase is a little sketchier because by this point I am both panicking and drunk as hell, but a few points stick out.
We're an adventure.
Oh yeah. I know for sure I'm down the tracks for a while, dumb. I also know I climbed a fence and ran away from the person who absolutely wanted, was able to help me, dumber. Then I kept going into a massive swamp, insane dumbness. What I can tell you about my time in the swamp. He just goes through some bullet points here.
Sorry, that's such a great way to set up part of a story. What I can tell you about my time in the swamp.
Right.
Like, you know it's going to be good.
Yeah. It had bull rushes that were at least 6 feet above the water surface. I wasn't sure what direction I was heading. Not exactly Steve Irwin to begin with. For anyone who hasn't had the pleasure, the edges of bull rushes are sharp as shit. So at some point, I took off my shirt to use my arm as a club to move them out of the way. But I had a bare minimum of 200 cuts.
Oh my God.
It was large enough that me wandering from 3 a.m. to whenever led to me emerging onto a highway at dawn, so it lasted about 4 to 5 hours. Swamps kill cell phones. Don't let your kids play in one. Swamps eat shoes. Don't let your kids play in one. You can be like me and idiotically follow the moon like some deranged attempt to be Harriet Tubman on the Freedom Trail.
Oh,
it's a terrible strategy, and maybe you'll live. I'm not embarrassed to admit I prayed. I'm not even a religious person. In the moment, I was terrified because I really did think I was going to die when I was just trying to keep my head above the water in the mudlime. So I eventually emerged alive, closer to sober.
What a vision of this person all cut up with like 200 cuts all over their shirtless, shoeless. They've been in a fucking swamp all night.
Just hoping someone will stop and give you a ride.
Right, just some weird like hill, like a creature. Just like the creature of the Black Lagoon, just stumbling out of the swamp.
Right. No shirt on. So I eventually emerged alive, closer to sober on a random highway. I was the mud man, like Arnold and Predator, reeked to hell, had no shoes, cell phone, or any money, and I was swampified. I followed signs back to the Metro bus station, thinking it would lead me to the Metro, still dumb, which was wrong. But what they did lead me to was three DC cop cars parked by a strip mall that had not yet opened. With little choice left, I walked up to them to ask for help. Surprisingly, they were all absolutely amused as all hell. One took a photo with me and willing to make some poor taxi driver, to return me back to my house. Dear taxi driver, I'm so sorry. I paid in muddy dollars. You were a friend in a dark place. So yeah, I don't drink Long Island iced teas anymore.
Oh my God.
Hail Nimrod, Jared. He goes, please do use my name if you share this novel. It's totally be my 5 minutes of fame.
Jared, hail Nimrod to you.
My
That's
God.
A little time suck reference there. Mm-hmm. That is so funny. Just so the vision of that. Literally ending up in a swamp all night.
Uh-huh.
And just like walking like a fucking animal. Just marching through. It's following the moon. Like a weird fucking werewolf guy. God, that's so funny.
Just a super drunk mind. He's like, right? How do I get out of here? I know. Oh, wait. There's something about following the moon.
And I love confusing like the North Star with the moon. And not that you would have, if you hadn't like learned that, not that you would have any sense of where either one was leading you.
Yeah.
Like the moon, like following the moon, somehow he knew would lead him to a certain part of DC. No, he just chose a random thing. Yeah. And like, I'm going to.
There's no end game.
And how do you even
the
follow the moon? Like at night, like that. Oh, I love that. None of that made it's just all drunk logic.
I love the waking up and like someone's like, hey, I can help you. Fuck you! And just running as fast as you can away from there.
All of this,
like you think you you broke in and you're somehow gonna get in trouble. You just because your drunk brain doesn't understand.
Right, that like that security guard would have like just helped him get home.
Right. He was walking to him with like a blanket and a pillow and some snacks. He's like, oh, fuck, get the fuck away from me.
That all felt like the setup to like an urban legend.
I know.
Where it's like there's like the legend of some weird fucking swamp creature.
Jared Swamp Man.
Right. That will like attack you or kill you if you go in the swamp. And like, well, how did they get there? And then it's like, it started with the Long Island Iced Tea.
Right.
There's a normal
guy. Started at old Hoota Hands.
27 years ago, he started following the moon. And he's still out in that swamp somewhere.
That's why I don't pick up hitchhikers on Highway 2. And this is actually a scared to death story.
Oh, like my God.
We probably read it.
Oh, that was so good.
Oh, man, it was amazing. And for the friends that he bailed on. Like, you fucking what?
Right.
He's like, I want to ruin your good time. So I went into the swamp. They're like, dude, it's fine. You could have just, we weren't even having that much fun. We would have left with
you. God.
Shit.
I'm just picturing him being out there alone.
Dude,
weird
it's
bugs.
Scary.
Yeah, like a fucking swamp is so nasty. Wondering like what creatures are around you. Some.
I mean, he made it like definitely made it seem like he was like. I mean, it was like up to his neck.
Oh yeah, going through crazy brush. Like I'm
glad
picture
he's
him,
alive.
Or like Apocalypse Now, like Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
He just ends up like a weird dude living in a fucking cave where you gotta like you have to have a guide take you out in a canoe. We're gonna go see Jared.
Right.
We're gonna see the Oracle, Jared. And then you just make it that he hasn't been around human civilization for 26 years. What sage advice do you have for a swamp Oracle? Stay away from the Long Island iced teas. They will lead to your ruin. Oh, thank you.
All bad things start at the DC Metro. Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later, Jared.
Not sure that was worth it, but thank you.
But let's go home. All right, well, our second listener story is coming in anonymously, and they write, hello, Doe and Jane.
All right.
Close enough. I almost got fired for something that in hindsight was certainly a little goofy and terrible, maybe keep my name out of this because my work told me not to talk about it. Yikes. So I was at work. I typed in my employee number to take a look at some benefits I was due to receive, but I guess I fat-fingered my number, and lo and behold, a name from another person popped up. It was a girl's name, along with where she worked, New York, and I had a sudden thought, you know what? You should look this girl up on Instagram and send her a message. It'll be so funny when we connect because we have the same job in different parts of the country. Yeah, so I sent her a picture of her own contact information with the caption, hello, fellow company name employee. She immediately opened the message, left me on read, thinking that she was just lame and antisocial. I did not give it a second thought. A few weeks later, having a nice day at work, my boss calls me into his office. I walk in, and has HR and speakers saying, you know, they have some questions. Ultimately, I realized I had breached privacy policy. They made a female feel extremely uncomfortable and unsafe. It felt awful, still kind of do. I get a severe talking to, and it is only because I have a perfect record that I was not to get in more trouble.
Oh, my God.
If the chick that I sent a message to happens to listen to the show, I just want to say I'm so, so sorry for coming across as a serial cyber stalker creepo. Anyway, yeah, thanks for the content, boys. Helps make me less dumb. Toodles. Name.
Thanks, Anonymous.
Yeah. That's so funny, though. I can see that brain.
Right.
Where you're like, oh, my God. Like, whatever, maybe she was cute.
Right.
You're like, that's funny, I'm just going to hit her up.
This is sure.
A great icebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
We have this same job, she's over there, and she'll totally understand. And you just don't, you're like, whoops.
You don't realize they don't know you at all.
They don't know you at all. Not even the tiniest bit.
That is the trouble when you have like the sense of humor we like.
Oh,
like an odd, irreverent sense of humor, is sometimes you can forget that like when people don't know you, it just can come across as insane.
Yeah.
Or dangerous.
Yeah.
You know?
It was a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
but I remember saying something when I was ordering chicken and the waitress dropped it off. I didn't, in hindsight, I guess didn't think, I was like, oh yeah, she knows that I'm a jokester.
Yeah.
She knows I'm just goosing.
Right.
Goosing around.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, nice breasts. And she like gave me my chicken and she looks at me and goes, thanks. And like as I looked at her, like she was wearing a shirt that like, you know, was showing some breasts.
Oh boy.
And I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
And I was like, check please.
No, that's it. Yeah,
she just goes, thanks. And then she never came back. Someone else dropped off the check.
But seriously?
I'm like, oh my God.
So she
so creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was just being funny goof guy.
Just a guy talking about a breast. Just that guy.
Okay, so the joke was here, but then the joke transferred there and I was mm-hmm. like, oh, here
she doesn't
I am.
Catch that.
Here I am. I can't come here again.
Oh
I will
God.
Never come back to that restaurant.
I thought it's so tough in that situation where it's like, okay, guy, girl that mm-hmm. way. And you're younger than me. It just gets worse as you get older where it's like, I basically can't, I am so careful with what I say to women like from like that 15 to 25 ish range, like waitress, whatever. I am so quiet a lot of times because if I worry about being the creepy older guy. You know, like I go to all these little like drive-through coffee shops.
Yeah.
And most of them are employed by, you know, girls like 18, 19, like 20, somewhere
maybe
in there.
First
17.
Shop.
Yeah, like high school, like beginning of college, whatever.
Yeah.
They can say something to me like, oh, I like your tattoo. Oh, I like your shirt.
Nice face.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine. But if I go back there, I'm so paranoid about like, oh, I really like what you're wearing today. You know, something, oh, I really like that. Especially if like they're not wearing a shirt. Oh, I love that skirt.
Right.
Immediately it's like, what is he trying to look up it? What is this fucking creepy old man?
Fucking want to smell it?
Old enough to be my dad.
Right.
Right?
Smell it?
Why does he smell my skirt? But it's like it's funny when Lindsay comes with me in the car, all these same places, because there's only, you know, we all go to the same spots.
Yeah.
They will light up because like she engages them more and she compliments them, talks about how pretty they are,
mm-hmm.
all like she says all the kind of things that they love to hear. And if I were to say fucking any of them, then I'm like a sexual predator.
Yeah, you're going to jail.
Right. She's like, oh, I love that top. Oh, it's kind of like low but not too low. And they're like, oh, thanks. Oh, you look so cute too. If I fucking opened the conversation, oh my God, I love that top. It's like low, but it's like not too much, you know,
just enough, hiding just enough for my brain to go wild.
Yeah, just me to think about those titties.
that's how it comes across.
That's how it comes across. Like what I would say the same things is like what like she says, but what they would hear is, I want to fuck that pussy.
Right, that's it.
Like, what?
Excuse
oh my
me.
God.
here's your Americano.
Get away from me.
Yeah, like you drop two quarters in the tip jar.
Yeah.
Wink. Peel out.
More where that came from. That's for the coffee.
Right.
Imagine what I'd give you for those titties.
But and this does remind me of this same line. Yeah, same line that's drawn is we were out to dinner at the resort. Yeah. It's at Dockside here in Coeur d'Alene, and it was prom night, apparently, right? So there's a whole table of right. girls that are dressed up.
You
and,
can't say anything right. to them.
And I know, me You're being a dad.
Fucking Chris Hansen's going to walk out.
right. Me being a dad, and I just know that how important that night can be for, right. for girls. Yeah. Like, if someone says, you guys
they
look
know
beautiful.
They're pretty.
Yeah, you guys look beautiful. You look amazing tonight.
Hmm?
Then they would, oh, you know, great, that's awesome. But in my head, I'm like, you can't say that, dude.
Nope.
I was like, sit the fuck down. So I made Ezra go do it. Because he's a cute little kid.
And that was a great move.
And I was like, hey, I was like, go tell those girls that they're pretty. And he goes, no. And I was like, no, go do it. He goes, okay. Pops right up and just, you know, no fear. He goes, you guys are pretty. Aw, thank you. And sits back down and Aaron's laughing at me. She goes, that would be really creepy if you said it. I was like, I know. And I'm, you know, I'm 35.
Yeah.
I mean, 45, 55.
Yeah.
And there's a certain point though, like if you get like
you can
65,
cross over.
You can go back. you can go back.
Yep. My dad recently has made crossed that mark and I've seen it happen. Where now he can say things. He's like, oh well, you're very beautiful.
Right.
Whatever like that. And they take it as like grandfatherly.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. You know? But I followed up. Like if I then pop over from the passenger seat, yeah, fucking yeah, you are. I mean, especially if I say it like that.
He ain't lying.
Fucking, look, yeah, you are.
He ain't lying.
Oh shit. God damn.
God damn.
Should be illegal. right. She's like, I'm 15, it is.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
That checks out the tracks, I guess, doesn't it? We're going to take off.
Two more quarters. you just keep going around, around the same coffee shop.
I threaten to do that now with Kyler's 15, mm-hmm. and I threaten, but it's like also it can make me super creepy, where it's like there'll be some young waitress, and I'll be like, huh? Ask her. Go tell her, talk to her. And he's like, no, stop. And I'm like, I'll talk to her.
Right.
And be like, my son thinks you're really cute.
Right. Weird threat.
Just to weird him out. And I have done it a few times where I'm like, my son thinks you're really cute.
So do I.
And then it's like weird for her and weird for him, but it's like worth it for me just to like weird him out. right. But I'm also dangerous even in that situation where it's like if she like it's still weird for me to say.
yeah, it is. I guess it's just, I mean it's so wrong because like set up a weird thing. Yeah. He walks up. No, it's like I got it. He's like, my son thinks you're hot. So do I. Who do you think is cuter? Like between you and Kyler? She's like, what are you doing?
Why are you doing this? But you know what's funny? We were talking about
this before the show. And you're just trying to freak him out, but right. now you're like, you're ruining everybody's
right.
life.
Ruining everyone's night. Is what's funny though is that when it's flipped, if it was a woman my age,
right,
and it was a dude, a 17-year-old boy working the coffee shop,
mm-hmm.
and she'd be like, well, aren't you handsome? Then it's like somehow it's like maternal enough
yeah.
that it overrides. It's not seen culturally as creepy.
Right.
Exact same thing. She could take it further.
Probably 100%.
She could be like, oh, I bet the girls go crazy for you, don't they? Like say those things. Like if I fucking say, oh, I bet the boys fucking go crazy for you, don't they? I bet you got so much dick, Jason. yeah. God, I bet you got all that.
I do. You're right. I do. Anything else on that bagel?
right. oh, it kills me.
Unbelievable.
So you know, don't be careful who you compliment.
I think so. All right, well, I have one more. Oh man, we're moving right along here, aren't we?
Yeah.
I got one more super quick story. This was submitted by Dummy Harold.
Okay.
And he writes, so my dumb story starts with this. In high school, I weighed about 300 pounds, had a giant pizza face. I don't know why it's so funny to me. that term pizza face has always just been funny to
me. Yeah.
And I had lost a lot of weight and actually got my first legitimate girlfriend when I was 20 years old.
Nice.
So when the action of having sex for the first time came up, I was very excited.
Yeah.
So there I am doing the deed, and I pulled out a little too far in the process and slammed her right in the taint.
Oh, no.
Resulting in the most excruciating pain I've ever felt in my life.
This is the first time?
Yeah. And
oh,
this
no.
includes when I almost died from appendicitis.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, I'm in no shape to continue afterwards. Months later, after quite a bit of swelling and uncomfortable situations, I was finally able to have sex again. Little tip,
poor bastard.
Little tip to younger, less experienced listeners to keep your partner close and don't mm-hmm. get too excited because technically I broke my dick in half and it took a long time to fix it. I'm a huge fan of everything Bad Magic Productions has produced. I want to thank you for helping this now 44-year-old janitor get through his day. 3 out of 5 stars. Wouldn't change a thing.
And was there a name attached?
Yeah, it was Harold.
Harold. Oh, thank you, Harold.
Harold smashing that taint.
You know, I think Harold may have messed up, and I feel like this is like could be a warning that might help others. Pornos can be a good way to learn about sexual techniques, but people can forget that maybe they don't have a 13-inch sword dick. And you can do moves with a 13-inch sword dick that you can't do with like a regular earth penis.
Right.
Like certain positions, a certain level of aggressiveness.
Uh-huh.
And if you try that yourself, shit's going to go off the rails.
You're going to snap your dick in half.
You're going to fucking break your dick
in half. Which, I mean, also impressed that he hit that little space in between that hard.
Oh my like, God, they're slippery.
There's slippery holes both directions.
Harold's no one pump jump.
He went right for the middle.
Man, little space. First time out the gate. Harold was fucking working those hips.
Is that normal? Is it supposed to hurt like this? I don't know.
Oh my God.
He like sees things it's normal. Oh man. Oh. Ouchie. Anyway, that was it. Thank you for sharing that story, Harold. We're gonna move on, and this is the dumbest thing I was able to find this week.
Okay.
And of course, this is apocalypse pending, mm-hmm. where, you know, we just look at dumb stuff, mm-hmm. the dumbest things that we can find that week. And this one goes, the award this week goes to a Chinese safari park who says that they are sincerely sorry for not telling the public that escaped leopards were on the loose.
Whoops. Right. Sorry, I got attacked by those leopards.
So, I mean, just the skinny of the story is that they got out and they decided they didn't want to incite panic. Like, that was their thing. They're like, hey, the leopards were young.
Yeah.
They're not very aggressive. So we were like, let's just give it a shot. But they didn't make a statement saying that they were sorry for fucking 9 days.
Oh, wow.
So between they were out, huge, busy tourist season town.
Did they attack anyone?
They didn't say so. Oh, okay. So I'm guessing maybe they were right.
Oh, they got lucky.
But they used drones and footage, and everyone was scouring, you know, all over the place to grab these ones. There was still one on the loose at the time they released this article. But I do love that they just wrote, you know, we're sorry. Safari Park said it was sincerely sorry for not announcing the incident sooner, according to a statement in the Weibo microblogging account on Saturday. As the leopards were believed to be less aggressive, the park said it would not make the announcement to prevent causing panic among the public. And they're closed right now to make some like safety upgrades.
Okay, that's good. That is so funny to think about.
Like, oh, you didn't want people to be like, you want some panic? Like, I mean, but you'd rather just like, let's just hope for the best. Like, right. Maybe some kids don't get taken off a playground.
Oh my God.
Like, wait, well, you still want people to freak out.
How weird would that be for like, let's say it's like 9 days. If you're noticing like leopards around your neighborhood,
and they think you're crazy,
and you keep Googling, and there's no information. I was picturing like a whole zoo. Like you see like a fucking lion one day, like
an elephant sat on your car. Mm-hmm. Like okay, miss,
fucking hippopotamus walking down the street.
Get back on your meds.
And there's literally no news about it. They got to be coming from somewhere.
And like, no one knows these guys are missing.
Like, why? Really?
It's a lion.
Come on.
It's a giant.
There's a story here.
Right. There's an elephant. There's a seal on it. There's a seal and an elephant. They're in my pool.
Fucking ripping the space-time continuum.
It's Jumanji out here. And no one's saying anything.
Ah, that's great.
Okay, let's move on to One Star Heroes. I heard you laughing real hard.
I hope this holds up. I hope this translates. This is the most I've ever laughed looking at the One Star Heroes before talking about them on the show. I was dying.
Okay, let's do it. I get no respect in real life. Always am upset. So I let them know I hate them. Back to that, she's just like, wait, so no one has reported like a camel and a whale? Like, no, we have no reports. Well, there's a whale in my swimming pool. Hard to believe that no one, like, they did not notice they're missing a whale.
You start looking for an old dude building an ark? Something's happening.
There's no reports, sir. That's crazy.
Something's coming down the pipe.
A lion just ate my whole entire garbage bin. No one misses it?
I just looked down at my notes to thank. This is going to be Haley Johnson who suggested this one star. But then also I wrote down earlier, the thing we were talking about at the beginning of the show, just reminded me, I just met this this college kid named Christian, just through some mixed company, a bunch of friends hanging out in this big group. And he's like a college sophomore.
Okay.
And he was talking to Kyler, to my son, about found out he was taking advanced Spanish. He's Cuban. He was like trying to talk to him conversationally. Kyler couldn't, understand it because he just more like textbook right now. And I thought it was so cool what this kid did. Just very nonchalantly, he said, it's probably hard to understand also because I'm Cuban. It's a little bit different like accents, and I have a speech impediment and can't do S's or R's, and then just went on. And I fucking loved it. Mm-hmm. Like there was no self-consciousness. There was like, yeah, people have speech impediments. Uh-huh. People have lazy eyes. People have whatever. And if you just like, if you are okay with it, then everyone else is okay.
Right. Yeah.
It was just a really cool thing. Yeah. I just thought, like, good for you, man.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It just does remind me of that, what we were talking about, which is like taking the power away. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's going to have a huge impact and fuck your day up,
yeah,
you're giving all of the power to the thing that, like, You're letting it eat you alive.
Right.
But if you present it and fight it and take it away, then it doesn't have that power anymore.
Oh, it was so great.
And it's freeing.
And he did have a speech, you know, like a significant, but he like, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You can understand. And he was very confident. He was very intelligent. Like all that stuff where other people might like really withdraw and be so worried about it. It's like, ah, don't worry that much.
I also pictured Christian, like you were setting that up.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, it's great. Right now it's really hard. And like, I have a little bit of an accent. Mm-hmm. I have a speech impediment. And the other part is like, you're a fucking idiot.
I was just going to say, yep, exactly.
And he's like, oh, he's like, okay. Anyway. And anyway, he just continues the lesson.
You're stupid. Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, there's, I get why it's hard for you.
Yeah. There's a variety of reasons, but mostly like, you're dumb. Okay. Anyway, right back into the book.
So these one star heroes, this comes from dummy Haley Johnson. Okay. Thank you so much. She sent me a link to Broadman Church Supplies Communion Wafers, cross design 1000 count. This is the Amazon's choice for communion wafers.
If you don't know, I didn't even know there's a. Okay, I don't know. I knew they came from somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just think it's funny that you can buy them. Yeah, free shipping. You'll be there one next day delivery. Right. Body of Christ.
It's for the Body of Christ. You know, for Christian communion. There's 1835 ratings. It is overall rated very well. It's 4.6 out of 5 stars, and most of the reviews are church. You know, leaders.
Yeah, I was going to say,
church.
It's weird just to be rating these wafers.
I know.
It's just a weird world.
Yeah, what are we doing here? It's such a weird world. You're rating the body of Christ if you're like a believer on this stuff. It's fascinating to me.
Man, yeah.
So we're going to burn through quite a few of these.
Picture yourself like a lady that goes, she just visits church and compares the wafers.
Right.
It's like,
A wafer connoisseur.
Too salty. Too salty down the street at St. Joseph.
So we'll start with some funny 5 stars, then do the 1 stars.
Okay.
So first one, 5-star, Andrea Kennedy. 5-star, start your day the holy way with Christ checks. As someone raised Catholic, I can't tell you how long I've been waiting to get my hands on a whole bowl of these delicious circles of cardboard. As I sat in bed reading my gay vampire novels, crunching into stacks of 5 or 10 at a time, I couldn't help but feel a bit like I may go to hell. But thank the heavens, these wafers are unconsecrated. So while I may be going to hell for other reasons, it will not be because I was forced to steal consecrated hosts from the tabernacle. 100 out of 10 would buy again, truly scratches an itch that nothing else could scratch. I just love the idea of somebody just getting these as a snack. They just want them to eat at home for a snack. They just love the communion wafer so much.
There's the Super Bowl party.
Christ checks.
There's Doritos, and then there's these.
Right.
Well, are these communion wafers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want some? We got some Cool Ranch Doritos? Or we got some Chex Party Mix or some communion wafers.
I don't know. Someone sent them. They're good. They stay good forever. That's the good thing.
Next one, Colleen. 5 stars. Great. Tastes exactly like the ones I had at church, only a little smaller. My hamster loves them.
That hamster is going to heaven.
What the fuck? I just love this. Like, how does someone get to a point where they're like, what do I need to get for my hamster? Communion wafers. Like, how do you make that? How do you figure out that your hamster likes communion wafers?
I don't know.
So weird.
I picture a little ceremony, like little hamster. She went, body of Christ. And the hamster's, it reaches up and takes it.
Next one, just random Amazon customer, 5 stars, great low calorie snack. I used to love eating the wafers passed out at church. I recently bought a pack just to snack on. They're exactly how I remember them from the church. Now I can munch them while surfing the internet or watching TV. And again, I just thought this was weird. Like,
fuck?
Like who? I've had some communion wafers. I just don't understand anyone who'd be like, oh man, this is really good.
I mean, it is the best part of church.
If we're just to get a little snack.
And the wine.
The wine.
The blood, and then it's a little,
right, stale, little wine.
Stale cookie.
But I don't know. They're just, I've just never heard before these reviews, and being like, man, those are so tasty.
What'd you think of the wafers?
What do you think of those wafers? God, they're so good.
Like right before they go into it, the priest is like, hey, we're trying a new brand of wafer today. Feedback, greatly appreciated. Like at the back end, they have a little fill out feedback box.
Right.
Too salty.
We're trying the Ritz communion wafers.
All of them dry, too dry. Yeah, it is.
This one, I just love what they call them. 5 stars, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, yeah, is all they say. And there's a lot of people who call the communion wafers Jesus.
Yeah, I think that's a Dane Cook joke, actually.
Oh, is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I didn't catch that reference.
No.
Okay, so first 1 star, the Alvesians, 1 star. Horrible flavor, not at all what Jesus would have wanted. These taste like nasty styrofoam. Just thought that was funny. Not what Jesus would have wanted.
139 people found that helpful.
Yep. Next one. Body of Christ tastes like old woman perfume from Alessio Barria. All caps. Smelled and tasted like some tacky grandma overwhelming perfume. 20 people found it helpful.
Oh, my God.
Next one. Eric Contreras. One star, yuck. Worst cereal ever. Whoever made it can go to hell. Thought that was cute. Roe, one star, gluten allergies. I thought that our Lord would be gluten-free, but apparently he is not. I had cramps after putting these sinfully enticing Jesus bits in my mouth, and now I know that he thinks my gluten allergy isn't worthy of the kingdom of heaven. I can't put Jesus in my mouth. How am I supposed to get into heaven? I just love the gluten allergy angle on a communion wafer.
With the communion wafers in these different churches and these different, you know, styles and blends, right. I picture them like they're advertising it, like a little menu. Like,
right.
now serving. Like whatever, like top brand like Jesus wafer. Yeah, now, like they have like cool ranch flavor.
Nacho cheese communion wafers.
Barbecue
body of Christ.
little zing.
A little zest
on this one.
Now I'm just picturing people in church putting like a little bit like Lori's fucking seasoning salt on the communion wafer, dipping it in like some sriracha sauce.
This ranch. So you pick up the wafer. Right. There's a cup of ranch on the way to the into the wine glass in between, like do it, and then over get some wine. A little buffet.
They have like little apostle sauce, like all these things. Cardin Blackthorn, one star. Tastes like self-righteousness. I bought these because my neighbor said I needed Jesus in my life. Upon tasting these, they are bland but not completely flavorless. They leave an aftertaste of smug self-righteousness. It doesn't sit well with me. And I could be wrong, but I thought I could detect a faint hint of oppression. Anybody else?
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Really throwing some shade in there.
Sure is.
Next one, Adam, one star, bland. I ordered these Jesus when I was running low. These Jesus were bland. I added sriracha and Jesus tasted a lot better. Just the way it was worded. And then this person, I love, they're upset by all the things we've been laughing at.
Oh.
But I love that they chose to leave the comment here. Sheila Parker, one star. I am nearly speechless at the irreverent comments made over, .. And then made over these simple communion wafers. Mm. Each one who thinks so little of the symbol of the body of Christ as to use Jesus' holy name as a joke should be ashamed of yourselves. The wafers are just a symbol, but your comments show the darkness in your hearts and minds. The Lord said, as often as you eat, remember me. I remember him in thankfulness for his suffering on the cross, which he endured for you and me. I pray at least one of you feels convicted. Should probably be conflicted. Convicted for your crude and thoughtless comments. Sheila, maybe shouldn't one star the body of Christ to leave this message. Like, leave replies under their comments if you're upset, but I love that you just shit on the product
that you're
angry that other people are shitting on.
Just blew it.
Sheila.
She blew it.
Your heart's in the right place.
Right.
Your mind's just not.
Yeah, you're just dumb.
Right. And then the last one. Eric, one star, these things are gross. It is almost blasphemous how disgusting these things taste. I don't know how this company sleeps at night, creating these foul-tasting wafers supposedly used to celebrate the Lord's Supper. Perhaps your church has low standards. Then maybe these are for you. But for the discerning communion wafer buyer, pass on these and go for the half-inch square variety. Yes, they are unleavened, just the way you like them. Or use anything else but these. Don't buy these things, please. I made the mistake of buying these for my church, and in addition to having the rest of the church staff laugh at me repeatedly for buying such a disgusting communion wafer, I also wasted some of the church's money, which is never good. Don't be like me. Be a hero. If just one person is saved, the shame and humiliation that these wafers bring into the lives of innocent people, I will know that this review was not written in vain.
Oh my God.
That is the most dramatic review. There's so many things about this that were funny to me. One is just like the level of outrage that the communion wafers didn't taste the way he wanted them to taste. And then the other, I just love that like the church staff laugh at me repeatedly.
Right.
Like what kind of weird church you're going? Like, look at Eric! Fucking dummy bought these horribly tasting communion wafers! What a piece of shit!
I picture Eric's just been hanging out and that she's been waiting for a task. And they finally, he's like, okay, this is it. You can go. We're going to let you leave. You can go out. You're in charge of getting the wafers. Right. Yes, I will do it. And he's like, yeah, he's so pumped and he's doing research. He's like, these ones look pretty good. And he gets them and they're fucking terrible. And everyone hates him. And now he's just back down to the bottom peg.
And then I picture like the pastor and like the deacons like, Eric is stupid. Like the whole congregation, everybody, Eric is stupid. The wafers taste horrible. He's a big dumb. And then him like, I tried my best. Like running out of church.
Like Igor, hobble.
And then just him writing this review in like a dark closet. If anyone is just spared the humiliation and shame.
He's back in the cry room where all the babies and moms have to go and the babies are crying. He's back there sobbing and writing this little review.
No one loves me. Oh my God.
That's pretty funny.
So
I've never thought about that.
Thank you. Thank you, Haley. I would have never thought to look up communion wafers.
Mm-mm. But now I mean, back to the menu of the church. If you get in and you fill it out and you have different flavors of different, like, you have to choose your wine and you choose your flavor of wafer.
Like and a then, really upscale church.
Yeah. Why not?
I'll have the garden salsa.
Right. You get sides with your wafers. Oh, my gosh.
They're modeled after, like, sun chips. Mm-hmm. Like things that are just perfect.
You like a cheese and meat, like a, what is it, a charcuterie?
Kind of like Lunchable? I will have the communion wafer, a little ham circle.
A little ham circle.
A little cheese.
And Andy's mint. Oh, the Andy's mint.
Andy's mint. And a fruit punch, please. Thank you. Buddy Christ. Buddy Christ.
Oh, my God. I picture like, the priest, like,
Lunchable. Buddy of Christ.
And he's exactly handing you a Lunchable with a fucking Capri Sun. Buddy of Christ. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
should take it further and do Pope Tarts.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah,
Pope exactly. Tarts.
So many things. Just like he's just like a waiter up there, like really fancy church. Like, somebody gets, like, a little filet mignon, a little, like, side of potatoes.
Buddy of Christ.
Buddy Christ. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
I want this. I want this church.
I
want
to go to the church.
Okay, let's look at a nice happy thing.
Okay.
Okay, this week's Sliver of Hope.
Sliver of Hope.
So we are just taking a second here to recognize a Virginia cop who is getting some more notoriety. There's a video of him releasing them single-handedly. He's pulling a crushed car off a woman who was pinned to the ground. And this isn't even the first time that he's been praised for his bravery.
And strength.
Yeah. So he also saved some people from a fire 3 months ago, two people from a burning house. And then, you know, a couple months later, he was given the top cop award for the regions of Virginia that he serves. But there's a video here.
I'm literally picturing RoboCop.
Yeah. So he gets there, and we'll play the video right now. But he, you know, he says he can't do it at first.
Okay.
He's basically like, I can't get it off. But then he sees the panic in, like, the kids, that they can't get the woman up underneath it.
He's like, okay.
And he just goes into He-Man mode and just lifts the entire car off of her.
It's flipped upside down.
Okay. And again, this will be in the episode description if you want to watch it along with us.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Post it there, I'm not sure.
Oh my God. Oh my God, car upside down.
Oh no.
Hey, oh no, she said I can't breathe.
Right. So, I mean, it's graphic, but you don't see anything bad.
No.
You see the severity of the situation.
She's trapped under the vehicle. I can't get it off.
Mommy, I can't get it off. Oh my God. Oh. Give me the chills.
I know. So he gets him out.
Those kids screaming.
Mm-hmm. And then he mans the car off of her.
Okay. Oh my God. Hello, phone call. Okay.
What? Yeah, I just lift the fucking car off her.
Oh my God.
Mom, I'm trying to get
out. Oh my.
Is your head clear?
Yep.
What?
Got her out. How crazy
is
that?
I love the noise.
just adrenaline! Hulk. Just hulked up.
Adrenaline, engage.
Right. That was crazy, huh?
Wow.
I mean.
Gives you goosebumps and maybe cheer up a little bit.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, brother.
Officer
Fuck
Holt.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Officer Holt.
Doing protecting and serving.
Protecting. And you know what? I just, you know, like, it does piss me off that articles like this don't get more exposure in the fucking media.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like, I feel like there's so many journalists, the second a law enforcement officer does something terrible, it's like they're fucking beaten off
right
next to their computer, be like, oh, fuck yeah, this is going to go so many fucking clicks.
Clicks, clicks.
And then somebody does something beautiful and heroic, and they're just like, pass.
Boring.
Boring. No, thanks.
But did she die? No?
Did she die? Did he fucking kill somebody he wasn't supposed to? No? Then I don't fucking care.
That's every newsroom now?
Right.
Are they killing people they're not supposed to?
No.
They're doing exactly what they did, but, like, really good at it.
Now, listen, we got fucking advertisers to think of.
Pass.
Hey, this guy just saved 75 kids from a burning building. Yeah, but did he, like, fucking shoot any of them?
No. No?
Pass.
Dumb.
No, thanks.
That's old news.
Next.
Next thing. Next naughty cop, please. All right, let's take a look at some weird shit that I found online.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, to you from internet.
The internet has all sorts of neat things. Anything you want can be yours. Let's take a peek, together, as a couple. To you, from internet.
I like that I look like this today. which looks like I feel like I haven't slept in 4 weeks.
You know what? It's mostly in your head. I know you talked before, and you're like, you haven't slept well the last couple days, and you're really tired.
Uh-huh.
It's in your head.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you look fine.
Good to know.
Because
I feel like shit. Okay, to you from internet is where we just look all around and find funny stuff.
Yeah.
The two entries this week were actually sent in by dummies, and this first one was sent in by dummy Abby. Now, if you go to the internet and you type in the URL fuckyourcousin.com, it brings you to the University of Georgia, which I think is super funny.
That is hilarious. Fuckyourcousin.com automatically redirects you to University of Georgia. That's pretty funny.
And I think there's it used to go, I was trying to grab some of the history of it, like in the thread, where it's like a rivalry between Georgia and Alabama.
Yeah.
And there was a point where you went to fuckyourcousin.com and it brought you to Alabama's website.
Somebody switched it over to Georgia.
Someone, I think, hacked it and then switched it back over to Georgia.
Oh, that's great.
Because when Abby sent it to me,
it's great.
She was saying it was like linking to the Alabama one. And then I clicked on it and it was going to Georgia. And I was like, fun.
Like, what a great rivalry.
What a funny website.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I just picture recruiters using that, like, from the school. Like, it's easier to remember.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, we can go to, you can go to gu.edu/home/recruitment. And like, or you can go to fuckyourcousin.com. You're like, oh yeah, I'll remember that one.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Now I'm just thinking of like somebody like, I'm not even going to say it. I was going to say a bunch of like horrible, like a category of horrible web searches, like all pull up like somebody totally innocent, like TomHanks.com.
Right.
Like, are you sure you didn't mean TomHanks.com? Like when you like search like worst pedophile ever.
Right.
And it's just something with nothing to do with that. Like, what a fucking brutal joke that would be.
You've ruined an entire career.
Yeah.
This next one was sent in by dummy Rob, and it is beef jerky underwear. Or brief jerky,
that's,
as they call it.
So gross.
$225. It looks like it's got some bedazzling on it. But you put that on there. Look at that.
What?
I'd eat that. Photoshopped on Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent. If someone was going to wear beef jerky underwears bedazzled, I would say young Ted Nugent would be, you know, good
I'd
odds.
Say Ted Nugent now, too, though.
I love that
I've
the guy.
I've seen videos.
Ted Nugent.
He's getting crazier and crazier.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
He's been getting crazier for a long time.
He has. He's been really crazy.
Interesting.
And working in the rock world, I'd hear way too much about him.
Yeah, the
not
Nuge,
a fan.
The Nuge is he's
a fucking mess.
Quite the character.
he's a mess.
I love that model they used for the beef jerky underwear was holding like a racquetball racket.
I know
this just, guy just out on the court in your fucking beef jerky, you know, undies.
Nice 100 degree day playing some tennis.
The meat underpants. That's absurd.
And some brief jerky.
Brief jerky. Is that what they call it? Nice.
Funny.
I love the price.
I know.
$25.
Well,
jeez.
Mm-hmm. Look how many are available. Only one.
Yep.
So, dummy, go buy it.
Don't wash it.
We will have, and then send it in.
You never get to wash it.
We will have a link to it in the episode description.
God,
so.
Your balls, you just smell like fucking beef jerky.
That's, I mean, depending on the flavor, it's probably better than just balls, like sweat smell.
Like fucking yeast infection ball stank compared to like teriyaki beef jerky.
That's pretty good.
The jerky's better.
It's hot beef jerky though.
Oh God.
But
mixed.
Combined doesn't sound good though.
Combined.
Oh, yeah, it's not.
That's not happy.
Oh.
It's not deodorant. It's not deodorant.
Moldy balls plus jerky.
Kind of like a little bit of like butt smell in there. Wow. What a day.
What a day.
That's a flavor of Pringle.
What day fetish.
Yeah, that's
I'm going to eat your fucking butthole sweat jerky.
Okay.
Okay.
Look, I got the perfect underwear for you. $225. All right, let's hear some more from our dummies in our last segment of the day, junk mail.
It's junk mail.
First piece of junk mail coming in from dummy Chad, who writes, "Hey, Fred and Barney, as a longtime listener of all things bad magic, I'm not sure how to classify my most recent concussion, concussion, so I will let you decide. I was joyfully listening to the most recent episode of Is Be Dumb, Clowns, Pickle, Hot Tub Hooker, while doing some renovations on one of my older office buildings. I'm always cautious about listening to anything bad magic on speaker.
Why?
But my headphones had died. There were only two other people in the building at the time, and they were on the level below me. So I decided, what is big deal? And let the episode play on full crank while I climb a ladder to work on the ceiling trim.
Always a good decision.
I had to stop multitasking and listening while Dan went on about never giving away shirts he hates, as I do the same thing. And he said, you're lucky you're not a clown that sometimes pops up in my bedroom. And I completely lost it laughing. I remember thinking to myself, it's not a good idea to be on a ladder while crying with laughter. So I did the safe thing and went to step down. My mind told me only one step to the ground. Gravity, however, reminded me that it was, in fact, definitely four steps up on the ladder.
That's a big difference.
It is. I would note I grew up playing rugby, and I'm now a competitive strongman. As I weigh around 300 pounds, I most certainly did not float like a butterfly down to my to the flight down.
Oh.
I landed flat on my back and completely knocked the wind out of myself. I looked up moments after landing to see my concerned coworkers running into the room while I was still on the floor struggling to breathe again. The exact moment he opens his mouth, Dan's voice comes blaring through my phone. Oh, I shit on shirts and I fuck clowns. Sorry if I'm forgetting anything. Not sorry about the long email, as I had to retell a version of the story to four nurses, two ER doctors, and one very confused HR manager. 3 out of 5 stars, wouldn't change a thing. You're loyal and mildly concussed the dummy space lizard, Chad.
Chad, I hope you're okay now. My God, that was a brutal injury.
I know. I figured he's like, now I'm on hospice.
Oh, no.
He's my final words. Like, whoa, Jesus.
Jesus, Chad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about that.
That falling thing reminded me. My mind went to a thing really quick where, like, he miscalculated the rungs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever done this on the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you think, like, in the dark. I do it at night. And I'm like, I think there's one step and there's more. And I kind of stumbled on the last part of the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
My brother-in-law was up this past weekend, and my sister has been telling me, and not that I didn't believe her, but it was just a weird thing for her to the story. She said that my brother-in-law falls down the stairs a lot. Okay. And I'm like, who? Like, he's a younger, I mean, he's a very athletic guy. I guess he's not like super, super young, but he's like 40, and he played rugby for like 20 years. He's like an athletic dude.
Right.
And she said that he falls down the stairs on like a regular basis, like put a hole in the bottom of their stairs recently, just like straight up fell down. I'm like, who the fuck just falls down the stairs? He's at our house, middle of the day, hasn't been drinking, goes to walk down, first step, fucking eats shit and falls the rest of the way down the stairs. And then gets up like he's just used to it. And he fell hard. It was just so like, dude, what? Yeah. It's like Brad.
It's real life Brad.
Real life Brad. And I'm like, this is like the fifth or sixth time he's fallen down the stairs in the last. I'm like, dude, you gotta go get checked out. Like, right. There's something going on with your fucking equilibrium.
But this isn't gonna get better.
No.
This is gonna be really bad in 10 years, bud.
Right. And that's what my sister's afraid of.
It's all gonna get snapped up.
Right. You're falling down the stairs numerous times a year. Like, this isn't gonna end well.
Falling downstairs is super bad all the time, but really bad when you're older.
Oh,
and
my
he's
God.
Not getting younger, so he needs to go get that figured out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I totally forgot about that at the moment. But I've just never seen someone have a thing for falling downstairs.
No, man. Why is she even with him?
Exactly.
I think that's the real question here.
I think he has a huge penis.
Okay,
that's what I've heard.
That's it. Last piece of junk mail for this week coming in from Space Lizard, or Dummy, sorry, Jeremy, who writes, "Hey, everyone, I just had a couple of comments about a recent show as to Joe accidentally dialing 911 all the time at his old job. In North Carolina until the 90s, it looks as if there were only three area codes, and two of them start with 91 and then, you know, whatever the number is. So 910 and 919. So it'd be interesting to see how many accidental emergency calls were made in the past before they just changed it all together. I also had a tick on the tip of my dick."
What?
Remember that story?
Ah! Yes.
Fucking out in the woods?
Yeah.
When I was about 7 or 8, and one of those nasty little fuckers attached right beside my urethra. It hurt like a bitch when my mom pulled it off, and even more embarrassing, I remember her telling one of my friend's moms about it because we were at a Cub Scout camping event.
Oh, that's fun.
It's a little chat, a little side chat.
Just mom. Hey, did you hear about my, I took a tick off my son's dick the other day. Mom! Anything with that story!
Just tie your knots.
Oh, come on.
You start a fire, get a badge, whatever.
Exactly, go fuck with your badge.
You don't get a badge from a tick in your dick.
You little tick dicker.
Dicker. Aye. Wait. Okay, even at the time I thought, isn't this the type of thing we don't talk about outside the house?
Yeah.
In case you were wondering, yes, I still have a scar on the tip of my dick. I wasn't wondering, but I'm glad to hear it, German. Not sorry for the long email. Love everything you guys do. 3 out of 5 stars. Wouldn't change a thing. Logan, keep up the good work. That's a plot twist. He didn't make you suck his dick.
No.
But he wanted to say it. Space Lizard Dummy, Jeremy Rust.
I've learned so much. So many cows being punched recently on Is We Dumb. And, ticks on dicks.
Mm-hmm.
Not an anomaly, apparently.
Apparently more often than you know.
Fucking dicks full of ticks out there.
I've had a leech on my ball sack. You ever had that?
Nope.
Oh. From floating the river?
Yeah, on your balls.
Mm-hmm. Get right up in there. Just whip.
sucking on that ball blood.
That sweet ball blood.
That was a happy tick.
I was wearing that jerky getting underwear.
That, getting that sweet blood.
Right from the source. That's where I make all my blood, my balls. I'm a doctor. All right, let's wrap things up.
Okay.
So again, tomorrow night, if you're listening to this episode on the day that it is released, tomorrow night, June 10th, we have the first Is We Dumb Live. You can get your tickets, all the information available at badmagicmerch.com, and this will be on loopedlive.com, which is, you have an app. You can also look at it on a desktop computer. So whatever it is, just, you know, get signed in. You'll get the email, the code sent to you through the email address that you use to purchase your ticket. So get ready for that. We've got a lot of big stuff planned for you.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess so, stupid. It's Instagram and Facebook, at IsWeDumb. Big thanks to Zach Flannery, producing and directing. Thanks, Zach. Thanks to Zach Cohen for creating some of the custom music beds for the show. Logan Keith, getting that merch game. You can check out all of our shows on YouTube. Just search for Bad Magic Productions. If you have something you want to send into the show, email dumb@iswedumb.com. And then general questions at info@iswedumb.com. I am super excited about tomorrow night.
Cool.
Okay. All right. Let's just wrap this thing up then.
All right.
Yeah, whatever. Do whatever you want.
I went back to the start of the show.
It's a callback. All right, Zach. Let's learn something.
Wow. Neat fact.
Are you ready for a neat fact?
I like neat facts.
You don't even have to like try not to laugh. Okay. This was sent in by Dummy Alex. So bees are positively charged and flowers are negatively charged. So a bee knows what flowers to go to, or even possibly what flowers have already been pollinated. Their little hairs pull towards the flower.
Weird.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Nature is fucking mind-blowing.
God.
Imagine like you walking around like that if there's like, I don't know. I mean, my brain, because I'm an immature idiot.
Yeah.
It's like if I could tell like pussy.
Yeah.
It was like pulling my arm hairs. I was like, ooh.
Ooh.
Walking around in the dark, finding things I like.
Neat facts like that make me believe in a deity.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Some intelligent designer.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
That's so crazy.
I'm jealous, actually.
Oh, man.
Save the bees!
Save the bees!
Episode 45. Bye, everybody.
Magic Productions.